All right. The LingoFit question was, what would you do in the following hypothetical situation? So if a user insists on speaking in Spanish in order to understand your explanations, what would I do as an instructor? If I am, if me as an instructor am teaching a very low level of English, I'm gonna try doing it in English all I want, all the session. But if the person does not understand and continues to speak to me in Spanish, and they look reluctant, they look very frustrated in their look, I'm gonna slow it down a little bit, focus on the user and making sure they understand. If they don't, and they consist on me speaking to them in Spanish for them to understand one section, I then would speak to them in Spanish. But if the speaker, if the user already knows English and they're in a B1 level, B2, C1, then I would just slow down and ask them what they don't understand. In that way, I would continue with them. On the second question, when it says your user doesn't seem to understand a given grammar or vocabulary point, after several explanations, what would I do? What I would do is I would continue my lection, and then I would say to the user, okay, don't worry, we're going to understand this, but we're going to go through what we have to do today, and then I'll go back the last 5 minutes of class. Of the instruction, and I'll go over it again a simpler way so you will understand. So don't worry about it. Then I would go back to showing them the right way. And then on the third one, that it says your user is constantly asking you out of topic questions, I would tell them, hey, listen, let me find out for you next week what what that question means or what you're trying to say, and we're going to continue on this topic because this topic needs to get we need to tell you and we need to show you how it's done. And when next week comes, we'll go over what you were asking me today. That way I could just with the smarter question answer their own question with the smarter answer. And probably the user will forget the question for next week. Now, if the user asks me again, then I would just have prepared a question, and or if I didn't want to answer it, I would just say, "Hey, you know what? I'll answer it to you next week." And that way, the user will understand, "Hey, well, this instructor doesn't want to answer that question for me." So that's what I would do.